Right. Episode 13.
Big one.
Gojira.
Wow. How did we all get here, guys?
Oh, we're all in the same room.
Get out of my house.
This is time travel.
I'm so used to
welcome
being
to 2019 when we could speak internet to each other. Unreal. Sick, huge if true.
So Four guys, one album, in one room. Finally.
The spin-off.
We've done it, boys.
It's the spin-off.
We've got this far. It's a... Thanks to our Lord and Saviour, Boris Johnson.
Wait.
I can't believe you said that. On the interweb, you have praised my guy.
We do not support the choices that Boris Johnson has made.
Let's not get political.
Why not? This is not a political podcast.
No, it's not. It's
transition.
A musical podcast.
It's a political broadcast for the Green
Party. Speaking of political things, what's your favourite sea animal?
What the fuck was that transition?
That's about as smooth.
Save the animals!
That's about as smooth as sandpaper.
Transition.
Links to our album.
Welcome.
Talk about sea creatures.
So welcome to episode 13. We're going to be talking about Gojira this week, but as you've just said, we've got question of the week, and it is...
What is your favourite sea animal?
Oh god! I might just zoom in on your face at that point.
Do you want to go first since you asked the question?
You know what? I'm a firm believer in whoever asks the question proceeds to pass the answer to the person to their right.
You had to think about that. That's a second.
I completely forgot my left and rights for a second there, but it's all right. We're back.
I mean, it's got. We're talking about Gojira. It's got to be whales.
They can't fly.
Oh
what
yeah,
kind
no,
of
it's
a
good question. It's like saying dogs.
Yeah, no. It's got to be the blue whale. It's just the biggest mammal. You know.
Do be a big boy.
They are big.
Very
thick,
big boy.
Dummy. Thick.
Go on, Jack.
I'm a firm believer in the blobfish. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know. You have a blobfish or I don't know. There's so many. I love a good jellyfish. They're pretty cool. I don't know. There's many swordfish. They're pretty sick as well.
Something solidly fish.
Crustaceans.
Crabs.
A sea sponge. Sea cucumbers, maybe. I don't know. I've just listed off like five animals. I don't know. Let's go swordfish. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Cool. You got one.
What do I like? You know what? I quite like the tiger shark. That's my favourite.
Why?
He just eats everything.
No,
you know what they've seen?
Exodia!
Blu-ray! You know what they found in a tiger shark's stomach?
A baby shark.
another shark.
Did it. Inside another shark.
Inside.
An Exodia.
Yeah, I just like things that remind me of myself. So something that eats literally anything.
And has no bone.
Yeah.
Only cartilage.
Only cartilage.
And preys on surface.
It's a predator.
Surfers and sea turtles, that's all I want.
Sea turtle could be a good one. No, I think I'd go with like, were you crustacean, lobster, dead ass lobster, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's the thing wrong with lobsters. They taste pretty good as well. You know what I'm saying?
I've never had lobster. You know?
I've never had lobster.
It's
scallops.
Tasty. It's a very like. Crab and lobster, I think, controversial opinion, taste the same.
I've not had either.
Absolutely don't taste
no,
the same.
The closest to crab I've had is crab stick. So how is that on terms of actual?
It's kind of like that's kind of saying how like corned beef is like steak.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty far off. I'm not gonna lie.
Better.
No, I feel like crab is just better value for money.
I think like crab
like,
though.
Crab nice.
Mussels
nice.
Are pretty good as well.
Oh, mussels.
If you had octopus.
I've had squid.
Oh,
I have had
octopus.
And then there's shit like calamari as well.
Yeah, calamari.
Oh,
yeah.
Right there.
Just segwayed from like, what's your favorite animal in the sea?
To
what's
would
your
I like to eat
food in the sea?
Oh boy.
Give me anything.
Anything's food if you're brave enough. You know what I'm saying?
Cannibalism, let's go.
Hell yeah.
Oh boy.
To be fair, Jack, because you are the grandmaster, I can see that happening one day, you turning cannibal. Like, do you know what?
Fuck it.
Like, you know, if
you
go to like
I bet humans are pretty tasty.
You know, you'd go somewhere
around
the world.
If you had to eat a child to save the world, would you do it?
I mean, it depends on the child, really. I wouldn't eat my sibling.
What if it's a really, like, really nice kid who, like...
In what sense, it was nice that he was like, a nice child, what? And he was, like, well-behaved or nice, and then he was
well-behaved, he looked after... You know what, he saw that ice cream van coming, and he thought, you know what, Jack really wants some ice cream.
If anyone's seen Promised Neverland, you know I love eating children. That's for you. That kid out there that I'm going to eat... Anyway,
oh my god!
I just got the week.
So let us know
in the comments.
Let us know in the comments.
Would you eat a child to save the world?
You know, and what? Let us know in our new Discord server. Go join it. Link in the description. And on that note, let's not talk about eating people
or children.
And let's talk about Gojira, because Gojira are incredible.
I've just thought of that meme where it's like, what's worse than a killer? A child. No. Anyway, yeah. Gojira.
Well, go on, Josh. This is your album.
I picked this album, but we all would have picked it.
I think
it was a matter of who was going to say it first.
Yeah, we would have, because it all came out at the same
time.
You would have picked it.
No, I probably would have. I'm just.
Yeah. we all love Gojira, I think.
Yeah. No, I do. please say the album title as well.
The album is called Fortitude. It came out on April 30.
I thought it was called 40 Dudes.
That's the podcast now.
I see.
See, you've killed his momentum now.
Carry on.
He's on a roll.
So they definitely kept going in the direction that they started with 2016's Magma. Sort of went a little bit... I want to say a little bit softer, because Magma is still a heavy album. Mm. Don't let anyone tell you differently.
Magma bad.
Oh.
It's not.
Oh,
it's
hot
not.
Take. Hot take.
We're gonna disagree on this, because Magma's one of my favourite Gojira albums, and I will stick by that.
That's a weird way of saying from Mars to Sirius.
Anyway, sorry, Josh.
So, they continue in that direction. So, do we like it? Do we like this direction?
What, Fortitude? Us in this direction?
Yeah.
I like it.
I dig it. I think it's alright.
I can't compare them to the last other albums, because this is my first, yet again, my first experience of listening to a band.
Gojira
so.
Virgin.
Yeah, Gojira Virgin. Yeah.
Popped his Jira.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with you then.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, to be honest, because I got my notes right.
Oh, here he is.
But I can't show you. I can't show anyone, because... I did write
show
down
the camera.
The
show the camera.
That camera is straight up reading our notes.
Show the camera. Let them know.
Secret.
Surprise them.
No, because that's like a spoiler alert. You need to find out. Wait till the end. Come on.
After credit scene.
Okay. To be fair, yeah, I should probably make this a little bit more subtle next time. Probably. But anyway, no. So, Gojira's stuff. Okay, right. Strong opening, like straight up.
Mm.
As soon as the Born for One thing, straight
indeed.
Up, it slaps you in the face with that, and that's not even the best of the slappage.
It's not
pretty much, you know. It's like a nice little great beginning.
This album throws you around the room like a ragdoll.
Yeah, it does, unless it's playing the champ.
Oh,
but anyway,
we'll get to that.
So my thoughts were, it was really good for like strong opening in terms of like a metal album. His scream as well. It's quite distinct, because aren't they French?
Yeah.
Yes.
Gojira.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know, it kind of makes sense. It's like, yeah, okay, that's a French screamo artist, yep. You know, like, yeah, I can see how there's a bit more guttural to it, but the guttural sounds French. Do you know what I mean?
I'm not
like,
you know,
do you know how like the French can speak with a bit of, with a bit of like French can speak with a bit of flair. It's like he's screaming with like a certain like flair, but not in like in
accents
terms of
his ease.
But in terms of aggressive, you know, like it's a very aggressive flair. What I've not really heard of other screamo.
I guess I've not. I guess I've not really thought of it that way. What I will say about his voice is that it's rarely just straight up guttural screaming. There's always some sort of musicality to it.
There's always a melody.
And it's always very clear what he's saying.
Yeah.
Which I always like.
Yeah, the
diction
in the scream.
There's some people who do that start and you can't understand a word. Mm. So when someone like Joe from Gojira does, it's really refreshing.
I love his voice. I'm gonna
it is really, really. Even his Queen is all right, apart from... Well, we're gonna get to that. But I do really like his voice.
Well, I'll continue like all my points and then like so we can get the all aired out. So it starts off heavy and then it keeps the heavy going when you get Amazonia. Amazonia is a tune. Yeah, the riffage in that, and then the screams complement. It's just heavy.
Can
love
we talk
it.
About the didgeridoo?
Yeah, there's a didgeridoo in it as well. It's just all right.
It's fucking mint. It works so well.
I don't know them.
And then the single from that album, Another World, I think, is
Another
next,
World.
Which I love. I just love how simple it is. Just starts off.
I like that. I like that song a lot. Yeah.
I think there's a few songs in this album, especially Another World when it came out like last year, and Amazonia. Definitely grew on me at first listen. I wasn't entirely sure what to think. I knew that they were going to go in a sort of in this more melodic musical direction, but I wasn't 100% certain. But a few more listens and I'm absolutely sold, especially Amazonia, which is one of the best tracks on the album.
Oh,
now.
I completely agree.
It's got such a strong.
I don't know what it was. I found Another World a lot more enjoyable when the artwork for it changed.
I weirdly know what you mean.
Yeah,
it?
I can't explain
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
You mean on like Spotify or something?
Yeah,
yeah,
so
it's just
so
the visuals that go.
Yeah. So when
it
came out as a single, it had its own single artwork or whatever, and I was sort of like, oh, it's a bit like, yeah, it's all right. It wasn't like anything
yeah,
stand out.
It reminds
amazing.
Me of the video for it as well.
Is the whole video is like Planet of the Apes, where they go to another planet, they realize it was Earth the whole time, except it's the Eiffel Tower instead of the Statue of Liberty.
Man. But then it's like, as soon as it changed to the album art, it just brought on this whole new, like, meaning in a way. Even though it sounds really dumb to sort of say out loud, but
artwork
I feel
matters.
Like it makes
no,
sense.
No, it's,
yeah,
like, imagery within an album is quite important. And I think there was one album we talked about a while ago, the Health album, which had really strong, like, with all the videos for the music.
Or, like, the canvases
yeah,
on
yeah.
Spotify
yeah,
and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Code Oranges was good for that as well.
Code
their canvases were kind of like robots.
I think especially in today's day and age where like people are listening to music through Spotify where you've got the canvases or just on YouTube just coming across videos and stuff, it's quite important to present it visually as well.
Because I did even get the sense, because even though this is my first Gojira album, I did get a sense that there was like a theme with it. A bit more than maybe some of the others, you know, like I just could feel it a little bit. It's like they were trying to push maybe a certain theme.
I think that the theme that it seems to be present with like most Gojira albums is just like
environmental.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
That's why I love them so much.
Fair dude.
Green
boys.
Honestly, I've started buying oat milk at home
just because
after I got this album.
maybe they made me turn veggie. I heard his gut and I was like,
I've been buying bamboo toothbrushes.
I've got a bamboo toothbrush.
Fucking well nice, aren't they?
I actually rate them, although they kind of stale up a bit sometimes.
They do. They stale,
if you don't dry them.
They stale up really, really fast, but they're pretty good.
Pretty good.
Buy bamboo.
Do you know what's not pretty good?
Let's talk about it.
The midway point is what I had a problem with this album.
Okay.
The start, great. Middle, end, yeah.
Fantastic.
End phenomenal.
That was my kind of position on
you say
it.
Middle, it's kind of just like one song or like two songs.
A little bit, yeah. Because isn't it, it goes Fortitude.
Yeah,
really,
you have Fortitude.
Like
and
an
honestly, I don't know if it's just me. Like, when the chant came out as a single, I was very confused as, like, I'm not a huge fan of this.
It was terrible.
It didn't really... I wouldn't say it was terrible.
Sorry, you can say it. We're in a safe space.
but when the album came out and you had Fortitude before it, it did, in a way, sort of elevate it. But at the same time, I will say that Fortitude is too long. The song as an intro, just with that one melody, didn't need to be quite as long. It is a catchy melody, and by the time the chant comes in, it gets stuck in your head.
I'd argue that the chant is too long.
It is.
It's 4 minutes, so it's 4 minutes too long.
It's 4 minutes too long.
That was a con I did write for this album, which was that I felt like some of the tracks were too long. Could have been shortened down a bit.
I don't know,
because if you notice, there's a lot of, I can't remember how many songs, but a lot of them fade out.
yeah. take ages to fade out.
Like the grind fades out, as good as a song that is, the fade out is kind of a bit like
I'm sure it's like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
I think grind, like the start of grind and the riffs end. Are just absolutely insane. The end is a little, it's not bad, but it's a little more.
It's probably to give your ears a rest from the start.
I kind of like it. A lot of Gojira songs kind of like, they kind of have this progressive element where they kind of embrace like the kind of psychedelic side of prog where they'll kind of play the same. Like Master Sirius, which me and Noah think is the best album. It's very proggy and very like atmospheric, and those are, I think, the parts that Gojira do best. Like the intro to Flying Whales is like the same riff for 2.5 minutes.
Ocean Planet, but the first perfect. Song.
It's the same riff for about 5 minutes.
But it's beautiful.
But it works. It's so Petrucci.
Petrucci.
Petrucci. Petrucci. Whatever Petrucci. It is.
I love it.
Dream Theater.
That's what I mean. Dream Theater.
Is that your pros and cons?
I'm just going to take a quick another look.
Here's one we did earlier.
Do you know what? That was pretty much it, to be fair.
So what's everyone's favourite track off of it?
Who wants to go first with this one?
Oh, I don't know. I have a few
because, like, Grind at the End is phenomenal. I think Amazonia, just the bounciness of that riff just is really, it's really infectious. See, you've all started doing it just from me saying it.
The chorus riff as well. It's massive. There's fire. Sky. Jesus. It's so good. I don't think mine would probably be the grind, to be honest.
I think Newfound was another favorite.
We haven't talked about Newfound
because they got. I'm really glad they brought back the whammy pedal from Stranded and Only Pain. I'm glad that wasn't just like a gimmicky thing that they did once and just got rid of. It's they've made it. They've made it Gojira.
The breakdown in Newfound as well, when it goes there.
In terms of favourite tracks, and mine, actually, I'm going to go with Another World. Every time that comes
in, like Another World.
It's just any time it comes in, that nice little arpeggiated riff. And then how they change it throughout, you know, how it goes clean and then.
I like how it's like staccato.
Yes, they go staccato near the end, near the middle point. And then it fades out like. Clean, doesn't it, as well? It's just
I love his tone.
Yeah, that would be Another World.
I know we're just fucking like brainstorming with Gojira now of all the things we like, but there's so many good aspects of that band. They're so like
that album unique. So many good aspects of that album apart from the chant.
Middle.
But yeah. I don't know what I pick as my favourite song. Into the Storm.
Oh my god!
Possibly, yeah.
The train coming, ding 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 ding.
I love that. It's the most used pop.
Pass. That 54.
I thought it was. Oh no, it's.
I thought that was the most like.
I probably is that, to be fair. I don't know.
That's what I'm a bit conflicted, and we'll get to scores obviously. And I was a bit conflicted of what to give it because the highs of this album
are
incredible. There's just one or two songs that I feel like aren't quite on that level. That means I don't know whether
you see,
it gets
for me that that chant point in the middle. It tainted the rest of the songs around it a little bit for me. Plus, in the sense of because you know how we get the awesome riffage at the start. You get pretty much three great songs back.
You
to
do
that.
Four.
Is it? Oh,
because Newfound's there as well.
Before
Fortitude, yeah.
So already there, you've got like four dynamically like slapping songs, and then you get an absolute, you know, that downtime what we always talk about.
It's not even good downtime. It's not good. I was literally going to say it's not good downtime.
Yeah, I'll say. And then the other track, The Trails, between Into the Storm and Grind.
That is a quite weak song to be fair.
I don't mind it.
It's not bad, but yeah, it doesn't particularly stand out.
Not like Sphinx.
Sphinx is good. Hold On as well?
Hold On's a banger.
The only problem I had is like by the end that I was like, ugh, and then The Grind saved it, if you get what I mean.
I feel like The Grind could have resurrected
with that kind
literally
of
anybody.
Yeah.
You know that section where it just builds up and then you just go, oh.
Yeah, the two minute bit where it builds up again. And
I think that's my favourite metal song of the year so far.
Really?
Quite easy. Damn. I think, well, I will get onto scores, but this is my favourite. In terms of albums that have come out this year, I think this is my favourite album that I've heard this year.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a front runner for album of the year. Yes. And on that note, should we score it?
Okay.
Unless anyone has any other cons or pros to say.
I mean, I pretty much said...
Anything that hasn't been said...
I've pretty much said chant bad, everything else
chant
amazing.
Chant bad, everything else fantastic.
I think it's not bad. I just felt like...
It's really... It's aesthetically really different.
It shouldn't,
and I don't know if that's a good
have been
thing.
On that
it
album,
was like it was like the two notes in Sun and Stars. Go listen on Spotify.
Wait.
For like five minutes.
Just the chorus.
Yeah, just the chorus.
Because even when you think about the song, the actual verse is quite weak as well.
It kind of reminds
me... Dun, 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 dun,
it kind of reminds me of Mastodon in a way.
Kind of a forgettable Mastodon song. If Mastodon released that, I'd still be like... I'm not really into this.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Anyway,
So let's go. Yeah,
that way round.
We'll start with you, Jack.
I have no notes, so I'm going this. I'm doing this totally on the fly. You know what?
Ooh. Don't look at mine.
You know what? I gave Caligula's Horse a 9, and that was one of my favorite albums of last year. And I genuinely think this is on the same standard as that. So I'm
really?
Give this a 9 as well.
No way.
Yeah, one of my highest scores.
Let's go.
I am also going to give this a 9. I know I said there's a
Big
few
dubs.
There's a few songs that aren't perfect, but the highs of this album, some of this, some really standout tracks just for the genre that I've heard, not just this year, but the last few years. Anytime Gojira Pat on arm, there's going to be songs of that standard that are just going to be instant classics.
That's such a unique band, Marsh. I love them so much. We're getting emotional.
I've also given this a 9.
Fucking hell, this could be a high one, boys. This could be a high one.
Again, like, I remember writing this down in my notes. All I wrote was 9 out of 10 and then put boing, 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 boing. But no, I think like in terms of like a metal album, possibly one of the best metal albums brought out this year, I'd argue. So far, at least, you know, there's a potential of a Spirit Box album coming out. I don't know if it will, but
we are only in May.
If that comes out,
I think there's word of a Dream Theater album coming out later as well.
I'm holding on to, but so far that might be like metal album of the year for me. That might be, but I'm still giving it a 9 purely because. The chant.
This is difficult now because I was torn between 7 and 8. You see, I was torn between 7 and 8 because like
will
I just,
it overtake Bill Murray?
Will it do? Will it?
If this is below Bill Murray, swear to God.
Because for me, it's because it is really good. I'm just like just because when you talk about like when you say it in the word context of for the metal genre, I'm like. Yeah, all right. But then when I think about albums in general, I'm like, you know, like that's what brings it down to the 7.
Yeah.
So I'm like, but then when you say, but if you just think just metal, like, would you go see him at Download, Kieran? 8, 8. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Mate, they are incredible live. Just as
I know.
They are.
And plus,
so
I'm also thinking the fact that I haven't listened to him before, and you guys have, you know, the albums before, so you can see like the progress thing. But I did enjoy it, so I'll give it an 8.
Hold on, 35 joint second with three other albums.
We're gonna have to go into point decimal.
It's joint second with Caligula's Horse, Rise Radiant, and Pink Floyd's Animals.
Do you know what?
I think that's a good score.
If I gave it 7, what would it have been?
There's nothing else on 34, I don't think.
You can't change it now.
First answers only.
First answers only.
No, going back.
Yeah, there's nothing else on 34.
Yeah.
Bill Murray. Bill Murray's been overtaken by someone. Oh my god.
Yeah. It's happening.
Plot twist.
It's happening.
it's like you said, there's so many qualities to that album where it's just like, you know, boing, 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 boing.
Literally, yeah.
Like, it's just too good.
I say that as like a meme, but that is just. A really good song. Yeah,
like it's
everything
still stuck. Like all the riffs.
It is a meme because of how good and catchy it is.
Yeah, yeah. Everything in that song, apart from well, even the chant is. It's just because of how shit it is.
Yeah, true.
Stuck in my head because I'm traumatized.
just before we end, fun fact for anyone who lives in Manchester: Gojira's one of their first shows in the UK was at Satan's Hollow.
Satan's though.
Because when we saw them, they were like. Hello, we played our first show at some shithole called Satan's Hollow, and everyone was like, "Whee!"
And then after the show,
they went, "Yeah, we'll see you in Satan's," and everyone was like, "Yes, get in!"
That's amazing.
But yeah.
Could you imagine if they do a gig in Manchester, do the same thing, and we're in Satan's and Gojira's?
Well, they didn't have the show party, but you two were like, oh, I want to go home.
I wanted to go. I'm pretty sure.
I didn't go. I couldn't.
And on that note,
his life was on the line.
Don't be a Josh. Go to the after show party.
Yes.
And on that note, thank you for watching.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Join the Discord.
I was just going to say that. That's my line.
You stole my line.
Like the socials. Listen to the songs. Watch the other episodes. I don't know. Do you.
Just do whatever you want. Have a Netflix and chill sesh.
Yeah.
With our podcast on.
With us.
You will not regret it.
We love it. You can get off.
I love it.
You can get off.
You went
one over. Songs
of our
voice.
Beautiful.
Alright, goodbye.
Thank you, bye.
Chef's kiss.
Bye bye. Have a great
day. Have a good day.
No, what are you doing? Are you making a coffee again?
I'm not having this on the table.
I'm scraping the fucking Amstel logo.
What do you. Why? We're not gonna get sued.
Just in case we do.
I don't.
Well, I'll rip my.